Wisconsin lawmakers are considering proposals that would expand access to guns in the state, including allowing concealed carry without a permit. It's Thursday, January 8th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, there's a push to expand recess time for kids in public schools. And a new study takes a look at the potential impact of data centers on Wisconsin's water and energy utilities. Stay with us.
Are you an educator looking for ready-to-use classroom content and engaging professional learning? Visit pbswisconsineducation.org for free videos, games, lessons, and more, built to spark curiosity and support state standards. From writing and Wisconsin history to science and music. Find what you need at pbswisconsineducation.org.
Wisconsin lawmakers are considering proposals that would expand access to guns in the state. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, one would do away with permitting requirements for carrying concealed weapons.
Right now, Wisconsinites can open carry firearms without restriction, but they have to get a permit to concealed carry. The bill's Republican sponsors want to do away with that distinction. It's backed by groups like the National Association for Gun Rights. Here's Vice President Steve Humphrey.
Rights are God-given, and they are never, never, never to be legislated into some mere privilege for the few.
Gun safety advocates say that doing away with licensing does away with one avenue for making sure that only law-abiding people get guns. Separately, lawmakers are also debating a proposal to enshrine in the state constitution a right to bear arms, quote, without qualification. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers has appointed a new Milwaukee County judge to fill Hannah Dugan's former role. Dugan handed in her immediate resignation over the weekend. That's after she was convicted of a felony last month. A jury concluded Dugan tried to obstruct immigration agents from taking a man into custody at the courthouse. Now the Democratic governor has chosen Owen Petruski to take over Dugan's judgeship. Petruski has worked as an assistant district attorney in Milwaukee County. Evers had previously tapped Petruski to take over for another Milwaukee County judge who plans to retire in mid-March. Now Evers will search for someone else to fill that upcoming vacancy. Meanwhile, Dugan's attorneys have taken steps to try and overturn her conviction. In a resignation letter, Dugan said she was stepping down to avoid a, quote, partisan fight. This after Republican lawmakers threatened to impeach her. Amid concerns about how much electricity will go toward a data center building boom in Wisconsin, a new report shows electricity demand has declined in recent decades. Rich Kramer has the details.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum analyzed state reports from utility companies and found electricity sales have fallen by 9% since 2005. Senior Research Associate Tyler Burns says that's due in part to fewer industrial customers and energy efficiency measures. Meanwhile, he says utilities have shuttered aging coal-fired power plants.
And so into that landscape, now we're seeing these really big data centers come online. And they use quite a bit of electricity over the course of the year.
Some utilities are expected to seek state permission to build new power plants this year. Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation making sure other customers aren't stuck with the bill. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A recently introduced Wisconsin bill would require daily recess time for some students. Under existing law, schools do not have to have recess, and for those that do, only 30 minutes can be counted towards the state's instructional hours requirement. A bill from a Republican lawmaker would require kindergarten through sixth grade students to get at least 1 hour of recess every day. Shannon Wysocki is the co-leader of Say Yes to Recess in Wisconsin. She says more playtime has cognitive and physical benefits for children.
To have them sitting in classrooms for a long extended period of time, it's just not developmentally appropriate for them.
Republican Representative Joy Gobin is a co-sponsor of the bill.
Getting kids out off screens, off of technology, learning to play again is really important. And I think having more time in the school day would be beneficial to kids.
The bill is aimed only at public and charter schools. State Republican lawmakers are floating a new bill to pave the way for self-driving cars on Wisconsin roads. As Danielle Kading reports, the legislation would create a safety board to oversee autonomous vehicles.
Under the bill, anyone seeking to operate a driverless car in the state must obtain a permit from the board. Republican Representatives Dave Maxey and Nate Gustafson are proposing the measure, along with GOP Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara. She says driverless cars would improve transportation for underserved groups in rural and urban Wisconsin.
We have elder folks who might need to get to a medical appointment or get to a grocery store. We have disabled folks that might need to get to work or get some necessities. For folks that aren't driving, this is a godsend.
Operators of driverless vehicles would have to provide proof of financial responsibility and meet lower alcohol limits. The vehicles have faced challenges with operation during winter weather and power outages, as well as crashes, but supporters say they could improve safety on the roads. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Medicaid is on track to exceed its current budget by $213 million. As Hope Kerwin reports, higher than expected spending on prescription drugs and long-term care services are some of the issues cited by state health officials.
Medicaid is mostly funded through federal dollars and provides health care coverage for people with low incomes, older adults, and those with disabilities. The current state budget allocated nearly $9.7 billion in general purpose revenue for the program. But State Department of Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson says the latest data shows Medicaid is on track to spend closer to $9.9 billion in state funds. In a letter shared by WisPolitics, Johnson told state legislative leaders that the program has faced higher than expected costs for prescription drugs and services, including those for substance use disorder. Wisconsin Medicaid has also seen higher than expected use of nursing homes and long-term care services. Johnson especially pointed to enrollment growth in a long-term care program for older adults and adults with disabilities. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a quick check of your forecast to get you ready for the day. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. A dense fog advisory is in effect for northern and western parts of the state until about noon today. Some rain starting to develop in southern Wisconsin later on, with highs in the 30s and 40s. That heavy rain will continue in southeastern Wisconsin overnight, turning to snow in parts of central and northern Wisconsin. Could see 2 to 4 inches of snow in the Eagle River and Rhinelander areas overnight, with lows in the 20s and 30s. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.